Yes, one virtue also mentioned in the hadith. Hadith mentioned in al-istidhkar, shu'abul iman also. Man wassa'a ala ayalihi fi yawmi ashura wassa'a allahu alayhi sanata kullah. Aw kama qala al-Sa'd al-Islam. The person who spends freely on his family on the day of Ashura, Allah will increase his sustenance throughout the year, make his rozi attainable, easy to obtain throughout the entire year. Allah will give barakah. So this is proven. Although the ahadith mention with regard to this, individually each hadith has been regarded as weak. But because they are narrated from many sahaba, radhiyallahu anhum, a weak hadith, when it is related from many sources, it gains a degree of strength. It becomes acceptable. It does not remain da'if, it becomes hasan. So we can apply that hadith. Such as in this case, many sahaba, radhiyallahu anhum, relate this hadith. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abdullah bin Masud radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, all these sahaba. So therefore this virtue is also commendable. In fact, one of the narrators of the hadith, Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahmatullah alayh, he says, I put this to the test for about 50 to 60 years, and I found it to be true. That when I spent freely on my family, on the day of Ashura, Allah gave me barakat in my sustenance for the rest of the year. So spending freely on one's family means, one's immediate family, that is under your roof, your wife, your children. This custom that has become prevalent of exchanging gifts, Muharram gifts, on the day of Ashura is baseless. It has made the whole day commercialized. People advertising Muharram gifts. There is no basis to that. It is not a sunnah. The sunnah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the virtue he has mentioned, spending on your immediate family, in other words, that evening when you sit down to break your roza, have a great amount of delicacies under the sarkhan. Daytime we are fasting, we will not be able to eat. The hadith does not say those who eat or feed their family on the day of Ashura. The hadith says, those who spend on them. So even though you are fasting, you go out, buy fruit, buy foods, you are spending. With the intention of having it at the time of iftar. So you are practicing upon this hadith. Spend freely on them. Don't be miserly. What you eat daily, eat something extra on that day. Feed your family. So it means those living under your roof. Now to call the whole neighborhood, invite the whole town for a meal, that is not substantiated. Or exchange of gifts to one another, baseless. So spend freely on your immediate family, on the day of Ashura. So when you go out to buy, you are spending with the intention that you are going to feed them. Not necessarily that you have to eat during the day, you're fasting, how are you going to eat?